Jaymon G, we are on the fly out at KidVenture. And right at Pioneer Airport, KidVenture is a place to bring kids and do all kinds of fun, kid-friendly airplane aviation stuff. Kind of to tie that in, we have an activity over here at KidVenture called the Air Academy. And the Air Academy has been in existence for how many years, Linda?
1984.
Since 1984. And it's going strong with seven camps this year and all kinds of different variety of camps, which we talked about in the last segment. Right now, we're going to talk to a gal named Dana Atkins. And hi, Dana.
Hello, how are you?
Well, good. Welcome. How are you enjoying AirVenture?
It's been wonderful so far. Every year I get to come is just a treat, and this is my second year where I'm here all week long, so it's been wonderful.
Oh, very cool. So, Dana, you are a new staff member at the Air Academy. Tell us about your history. You were a camper before?
No, I was never a camper. And when I came here, I didn't know much about the Air Academy and quickly realized that I missed out on an awesome opportunity when I was a high school or middle school student. So,
where are you from?
I'm from Sycamore, Illinois, so not too far away, but about 3 hours south of here.
So since you weren't a former camper, tell us, how did you get the idea to come here and be a staff member?
Yeah, so like Colin said, I also go to the University of North Dakota.
Okay, UND connection.
Yep, so I know Colin a little bit, and then one of my friends who also works for EAA told me of the opportunity. They were looking for more female counselors, which in aviation isn't so surprising, and I said, well, I'd either be here or still in Grand Forks, North Dakota. So,
are you doing a professional pilot program up there, or what degree are you doing?
My program is aviation management, but okay. I have most of my professional ratings. So,
oh, you do? Okay. Yep. So you just decided to do the management side degree.
Yes.
Okay, yep. So you do fly.
I do fly.
Okay. How many of the staff members would you say do fly?
Oh, I'd say 80% of us. There's a few who don't, but you can tell everyone has the interest and wants to at least work towards their
pilot
license.
Would like to do it. Okay, great. And which is also probably why people come to the camp to start with normally. There's other aviation interests, of course, not just flying. There's all kinds of things branching out, air traffic control, drones, all kinds of different things. But flying primarily is what, and maintaining and building airplanes is what this camp is based on, right?
Right, exactly.
And so as just a staff member, you're still, as a counselor, you're seeing all the activities. It's almost like you are kind of a quasi camper. You just happen to be on staff.
It really is, and it's cool because sometimes we get to jump in and we get to help the kids and, you know, make some wing ribs ourselves or do some aero modeling. We get to help them shoot off the rockets, and, you know, during the younger camps we do a little bit of teaching on like aerodynamics and basic stuff. But it's really awesome to have this opportunity because it's like being back at summer camp again.
Yeah,
awesome.
No kidding. So tell us about a day in the life of a counselor or a staff member at the Air Academy.
Sure. So in the mornings we wake up, we have a quick staff meeting, talk about what the plan is for the day, what's going on around EAA, what's going on around AirVenture this week especially. And then this camp is really nice because the kids are older and independent and they know what they want to see, especially at AirVenture. So they get to run around, we get to run around, get to answer their questions. It's really rewarding to be able to answer a question, you know, because when I was that age, I had no idea what I wanted to do. And it's nice to be able to say, like, hey, like, you're in a really awesome spot, especially being able to go through this and get this experience. So just interacting with the campers. And
that's a great thing. And so you have the staff meeting, you have breakfast, and then on a typical day, this would be the senior camp, right?
Yes, so this is the Advanced Air Academy, so it's a little different, but the first half of this week, they would either do two sessions, so they would either go to ground school in the classroom, or they would go in the workshop where they would work on some of that composite or metal, like when Linda was talking. And then the classroom, they sit down with a really great guy who teaches all about all sorts of areas in aviation, weather, aviation, technologies, meteorology, touches on everything.
Mm-hmm. And then lunch?
Lunch, then they switch, and then dinner, and then usually one more activity in the evening a little.
So when are they able to go, just speaking of this camp that's held, the two camps during AirVenture, when do they get to actually go over on the grounds? And
sure, so the first few days they're here, because it's a 9-day camp, so the first couple days they're here was before AirVenture started.
In this camp, and then the next camp would be just the opposite.
Exactly. Yeah. So now that AirVenture started, all of their time is spent at EAA AirVenture, so on the grounds.
Okay, and are they They're representing the Air Academy, so they go on the grounds in the uniform and the outfit here of mm-hmm. the campers. And are they encouraged to do anything in particular while they're over there?
I mean, there's stuff we recommend them seeing just because, you know, we think it's cool as counselors. We try and share what we find is really exciting. But, I mean, there's no, you can't go wrong.
There's no limit.
Yeah. There's no limit to what they're allowed to do.
That's cool. Okay, let's talk to Charles now. Charles is standing next to you. Charles, is this your first year as a camper?
Yes, sir. This is my first year.
And Charles, your name, Charles Wallace Thomas IV?
Yes, sir.
And where are you from, Charles?
I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
Hold them just there.
Columbus,
you go.
Ohio.
There, okay. And how did you first get interested? Are you in a chapter in Columbus?
Yes, sir. So our Columbus has a local chapter that's based out of the Ohio State University's airport at Don Scott Airfield. And I started flying with them as a young eagle. And then later on, I moved on to do some of their other activities that they do with their general members, so flyouts to different aviation museums and things. And by then, I was hooked. And so I had heard about Air Academy.
Does anybody in your family fly?
No. No.
So what got you out to the airport to do that first? It was a Young Eagles ride, I assume.
Yes. So this goes way back to when I was 7.
Okay.
Wandering through the aisles in the library, I found this big pop-up book with the cockpit of a B-17 in it. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. And so that sort of sparked my general interest, and I pursued that throughout the years, and it led up to getting to know EAA and eventually getting here.
So you joined the chapter. You did a Young Eagle ride and joined the chapter and went to the chapter meetings,
and
then they sponsored you to come here?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And what do you think?
It's great. It's truly a one-of-a-kind experience.
Yeah. So give us some examples. What are some of your favorite things about the Air Academy?
Sure. So, well, besides Oshkosh, which is sort of in its own special category, or AirVenture, rather, the Air Academy offers a great opportunity to speak with and learn from not only students who share the same passion that we do for aviation, but also to professionals who have a wealth of knowledge that maybe you wouldn't be able to access outside of this camp. And then with AirVenture itself, networking is, you know, integral to the aviation community. It's how you get interviews and jobs and experiences that you probably wouldn't otherwise have. And so that's been my favorite part about being at AirVenture.
Oh, very cool. And about being at AirVenture, what about at the academy, the camp itself?
Right. So at the academy, we get to speak with staff members who are engineers by trade or machinists by trade and learn from them their craft and the specifics of their industry and what we should do when we're planning our own life courses and things of that nature.
That's awesome. Well, thank you, Charles. Absolutely. And next to you is Thomas Marshall. Thomas, where are you from?
I'm from Rainham, Massachusetts.
And how old are you?
I'm 19 years old.
19. Okay. So, Linda, what are the ages for the camps?
Well, this one is for 16 and 18, but I think they moved it up for this camp.
Oh, they did? Okay.
So there's a couple of 19-year-olds.
Oh, okay.
There.
So if you show interest and you're a little bit older and you missed out on it, you can still go. So are you in a chapter in Massachusetts?
This is actually my first experience with EAA, and I'll say I'm impressed.
Yeah. Well, good. Thank you. So you're not in a chapter. So how did you find out about the Air Academy if you don't know EAA? And
well, when I was 10 years old, there was, you know, an ad that went out at the local airport. My sister went up to take a flight lesson. My sister.
Okay.
And, you know, she decided it wasn't for her, you know, but I was intensely jealous as a 10-year-old. And so I went to my parents and I said, "You've got to let me fly. You can't just let her fly and not let me fly." And they said, "Well, you have to be 13 years old." So I put up a calendar on my wall and I started crossing days off. And on my 13th birthday, one of my birthday presents was an introductory flight at the local airport.
Cool. What is your local airport?
My local airport is Taunton Municipal Airport.
Taunton, okay.
Kilo Tango Alpha November.
All right.
And I went up and I loved it. And from that point on, I flew whenever I could, whether it was every day, every week, every month.
Wow.
Any opportunity I had to fly, I took.
So you're 19. So did you start working on your pilot certificates then at that point?
Yeah. I mean, the first goal in getting your pilot's license is soloing.
Yep.
And so that was the first sight I had. And, you know, as soon as I could drive, I drove myself to the airport. And when I was 16 years old, I soloed for the first time. And a year later, I was walking out of Plymouth Airport, not Taunton, with my license, with my private pilot certificate.
Very cool. And then you're college age, so are you also going to UND, or where have you chosen to go to school?
Actually going to the University of Notre Dame.
Okay, Notre Dame. Do they have any kind of flight program at Notre Dame?
Notre Dame actually has a wonderful aerospace engineering program.
Okay, engineering.
I'll be looking into that, of course.
Oh, uh-huh. Very good, very good. Well, thank you very much. Let's pass on now to, you're going to have to pronounce your name for me.
Fine. My name is Yevheny Mizin.
Say it again.
My name is Yevheny Mizin.
Yevheny Mizin.
Yeah.
Yevheny, where are you from?
I'm from Ukraine.
From the Ukraine. Oh, great. You live here now?
Yeah. I reside in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Another Wisconsin boy.
Yeah, about 3 hours away here from Oshkosh.
Okay. How did you get interested in the Air Academy and EAA?
I got interested through the into EAA when I went to the Air Force Academy and had a chance to talk with some of the officers and cadres there. Some of them actually went to the EAA or were members in their local chapters. And through them, learned about the advanced camp and applied, and here I am now.
This is your first year?
Yeah,
first
this time? Is my first year.
Do you think you would be interested in coming back sometime as a staff member later?
Most definitely.
So is that a goal that you all pretty much share? So what's your favorite part about the Air Academy?
Oh, there's so many things that you could say. Air Ventures, a common one. But like Charles had mentioned earlier, the capacity to be able to see so many other individuals who have so many different skill sets and share the fervor of aviation. Being able to talk with machinists, engineers, who not only have a wealth of knowledge, but also can help guide you on your own career in aviation, engineering, or whatever you please. It's an amazing experience, and you get to meet so many people that otherwise you would never really have a chance to see in smaller towns like where I come from.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's a great thing. Well, hey, y'all. I want to thank you so much for joining us on the radio today on EA Radio and being part of our show on the fly. And, Linda, we should get out here more often than once every 5 years.
Yes, that would be wonderful.
But I have to ask one more thing before we sign off. The food. What do you guys think about the food? Who wants to talk about the food? Thomas wants to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's wonderful. Some of the best food I've had in a long time. I had a jump at the opportunity to say that. I mean, nothing short of extremely impressive.
That's what I've actually heard. I've heard the EA Academy, Air Academy is worthwhile going just for the food, if nothing else, but everything else is good too. All right. Thank you so much. Jay Monchi on the fly. We're going to wrap it up here over at Pioneer Airport, Kid Venture, and the Air Academy. And thanks for joining us today. We'll see you tomorrow on the fly at 1 o'clock. Jay Monchi signing off. You're listening to EAA Radio.